Hello, Benjamin. Hello, how you doing?
William, I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, good, good. Yeah, I saw the what you said. Yeah, everything that you said, I agree. That was why I asked for Genome to assist me in ghostwriting my novel, because those are the kinds of things that I want to put into the right, focus and so forth. I've got a lot of facts and things that went on during those periods of time, but how can I get it in the kind of order? I can sit down and do a lot of that, but that was why I reached out to Genome, was because I wanted some, I guess expert guidance in assisting me along that way, because I've got these notes, I've got hundreds of notes and things that I've got on in, Word files and note files, and I began to assimilate it and put it together. So I put forth like a historical narrative from the standpoint of what was going on and what this fictional character is talking about,
I see.
and how do you put that in a prose form so that it can be read and be made interesting. So yeah, everything you said in that was exactly what I asked you guys to assist me in doing.
Perfect.
So there's no, I mean, that's it. You hit it on the head there.
Yeah, basically the reason why I came into a report, since you were concerned that no one actually read the entire manuscript, I explicitly asked the writers to completely read the entire manuscript and the data that you've provided, and then give their personal feedback, so which we call an editorial report. Okay, now
Yeah,
that you've
I
said that.
did all of those kinds of things myself, and I said, well, this doesn't make it's not something that I can readily publish because it's all disconnected and so forth. So I reached out to Genome back in September to assist me in doing that. And here it is in April, and now you're just repeating to me what I contracted for you guys to do for me. So nothing, I'm right back where I started from, September. So what's the plan here?
Yeah, that's what exactly what I'm explaining. So what we're gonna do now, okay, we're gonna move, since basically we're the last time I had a conversation with you, you told us to disregard anything that was done before, right?
Right.
So
And the
that's why it's
outline that I
basically a
sent you.
restart. Yeah, that's basically it's a restart of your project. Okay, so now we're
Right,
gonna
right.
come up with an outline. Okay, so what the
Okay.
outline is gonna do, the outline is gonna give you a breakdown of all the chapters. Okay, it's just gonna be a
Okay.
small summary with a title and then a small summary of what that chapter is going to contain. Okay?
Okay.
That's why it's mentioned in the editorial report that a detailed outline
Right.
is needed. Okay, that's what we're going to work on now. Okay, so the
Okay,
next draft you're going to
okay.
get is going to contain an outline with a total of 7 chapters, okay, and probably some divisions and sections, and a
Okay.
description for each of what they will what part of the manuscript will belong to this chapter and what will belong to this section. And I'll send it to you. Once you approve that, we'll start working on the drafts, and then we'll roll it out, okay? If
Great.
the editors
Sounds
have any
good.
questions, or the writers have any questions, I'll forward them to you, and we'll work along that way, okay?
Sounds good. Sounds good.
Perfect. So every week or two, basically the timeline is 5 to 8 business days, given it depends on the work that's needed or how swamped we are, okay?
Great, great. Wonderful, wonderful.
So,
Okay.
one more important thing I had to ask you, even though you have told us that you're not actually looking into it right now because you want to get the book done first, but since we have started on the book now and we're starting to get a flow, I had to discuss with you because this might take a while to develop the book cover. That's something I want to discuss with you. I know you don't want to
Okay,
discuss
go
it
ahead.
right now, but it's the reason why we asked, because as the book is being written, We usually tell you about different strategies that are capable of, you know, making your book better. The importance of cover comes into that. That's why we usually always ask that once we start writing the book, we should work on the cover so it develops while the book is developing.
Yeah, okay. Well, yeah, good. I have some ideas that I've had, you know, way back. But I just, you know, haven't mentioned that, as I said to you before, because, I mean, I've got several prototypes that I put together way back in the beginning. So I can always send those to you, or you can send me what you recommend, and I can look at what I have, or I can send them to you. But as I said before, that really wasn't my primary concern.
Yeah,
but
it's not your primary concern. I completely understand.
Yeah, because
that.
It's almost like, you know, you don't buy the furniture until you build a house, right?
Yeah.
You don't know what kind of rooms, how many rooms you're going to have until so you won't go out and buy a lot of furniture or paint the you may decide to put up a brick house rather than a stucco house or something. So,
yeah,
you know, it was one of those
kind
of things.
I completely get that.
Right. So, if you understand, that's why when you mentioned book cover, it's almost like, hey, you know, yeah, but I get something to put inside. I'm ready to talk about that. So that's why I keep harping on that. And I don't know whether that makes sense to you, but
it
just don't think like that. You know, I mean that's.
It does.
So,
but normally what happens is, the problem with that is normally what happens is we start working on the book, we go midway, and if we then discuss the book cover, initially if it takes a while, then it delays the publishing part of the book. So I know
you
have to get this done as quick as possible.
I can assure you that once I have content that's publishable, that'll be the last major hurdle that I would be making a big issue about the book cover, because I would leave that to the publishing experts who know what's appealing and so forth. So that's why I wasn't that concerned about. I said, these are my ideas, so tell me how this looks, because this is what I put together. So I was waiting till we got something, and then we get into that, you know. So if that, I mean, that makes sense to me. Now, if you guys want to send me some prototypes of what you have in mind, you know, fine. I'll entertain that and take a look and see. You know, I can send you back what I have, and then maybe, you know, you can incorporate whatever you think is best. But as I said before,
yes,
I
completely
just really would not like to put all my time and attention to that. I want to take what you guys send me and then, you know, rewrite, read it, and so forth. And then,
so how about this? Well, let me give you a small proposal, okay? Since you have already seen the draft that I sent you, okay, are there any revisions that you want to make or any reservations you have for the editorial review report? Any reservations?
I'm waiting. I'm just waiting now. I'm following your lead. You said you were going to chapterize an outline and with the summary. So I'm waiting to get that. Then I'm going to see how I will incorporate all of the writings into those particular subject lines. And then, you know, we talk back and forth from there.
Okay, that seems good. So for that case, how about, you said you already have some samples and thoughts put out for the cover, okay? Just send me those in email, okay? And I'll have something you can look at just as a small description. Right. I'll send it with the outline draft. So we can talk about that and the outline on the next call, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. So by next week, I'm going to give you the outline, and I'll give you a call as well. Okay, William?
Okay, Shelton. Thank you.
No problem, William. Have a good day. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.